Good morning. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Liu. The cleanup of Interstate 40 has barely begun, but Governor Beth Perdue has declared a state of emergency after touring the site of that big rock slide earlier this week. That declaration will help the state seek federal money for the cleanup, and now Congressman Heath Shuler is requesting federal aid for the state. Shuler says he's asked for a joint effort from all congressional representatives from North Carolina and Tennessee. Both states are seeing a dramatic impact on tourism and travel due to the slide, which closed the interstate in both directions early Sunday morning indefinitely. Shuler says he's working with Congressman Phil Rowe of Tennessee to get a letter to the Federal Highway Administration asking for money. Initial damage estimates from the State Transportation Department estimate the cleanup and repair will cost $7 to $9 million and take at least 3 months to complete. The Brevard City Council meets Monday night. The meeting is in the City Council chambers at 7 p.m. On the agenda is the presentation of certificates of appreciation to Russell Camp and John Urkilla for their services as members of the Board of Adjustments. The council will also hear from Frank Porter, the general manager of Comporium, and Chuck Harrison on the update of local services. And they will issue a proclamation to recognize the 100th anniversary of 4-H. The City Council will also proclaim the week of November 9th as 4-H Centennial Week for Brevard. A well-known poet is coming to Brevard College. The Brevard College English Department will present a reading by award-winning poet Terry Kirby Erickson on Thursday, November 12th. That reading will be at 7:30 in the Francis Pavilion at the Porter Center for Performing Arts, and it's free and open to the public. Erickson is a North Carolina native and an award-winning author of two collections of poetry. Getting ready for Halloween? There's a lot going on in Transylvania County. The All-Day Street Festival is always a big scene in downtown Brevard with games and vendors, the old-time music competition, and the Flight of the Vampire 5K foot race. And there are other events that add to the Halloween festivities. There are graveyard tours put on by the Transylvania Heritage Museum, the Shock in the Corn Haunted Maze at the Blue Ridge Corn Maze, and Trunk or Treat at the First Baptist Church in town tomorrow. There are two productions related to the season, as Brevard College is putting on The Little Shop of Horrors in the Morrison Playhouse on campus, and the Brevard Little Theater is performing Bell, Book, and Candle this weekend at the American Legion Hall. Happy Halloween. For WSQL News, I'm Wanda Luce.